This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Before we jump into the episode, we wanted to tell you that we have written a book.
It's called Have You Tried This? And it's out now.
It's a one-stop shop to self-care featuring only the very best of what we have learned over 4 years of living and experimenting with all that the wellness world has to offer.
Plus a load of new practices written just for the book. And the best thing?
Every single practice in the book is completely free, and every practice in there really will improve your mental health and well-being.
Link is in our show notes.
Hello everybody, welcome to our weekly wellness roundup show. I'm Nicole Goodman.
And I'm Laura Michon. We are going to bring you everything that's going on in the world of wellness, self-care, TikTok trends, what's Gwyneth up to now. Oh, she has been a busy girl this week.
What's she doing?
She's up to everything.
She's so busy all the time. That's why she never called me back.
That is exactly why. Firstly, she's launched a meditation app. Did you know this?
No.
It's called Moments and Spoofs.
I can't believe she didn't tell me this.
I can't believe she didn't ask you to invest in the company.
I can't believe she didn't ask me to be taking all the meditations.
That is so true, because as we all know, you are a trained transcendental meditation teacher.
It's not TM. It's not TM.
What is it?
It's my own type of meditation.
Oh, what is it?
I was trained personally by Deepak Chopra.
Oh, were you?
Mm. By the school of Chopra.
Uh-huh.
I went to India.
Uh-huh.
And I trained with him myself.
When was it?
A few weeks ago.
Oh, a few weeks ago.
You didn't notice.
I didn't notice you were gone.
No, it's nice.
No. That's wonderful. So it's just a couple of weeks training with Deepak himself?
Yeah? No, it's been a couple of years training. I mean, it just proves how much you don't listen to me.
Who's been recording the show with me all this time?
No.
I've
been popping back.
Oh, I see.
And I've been doing that, and then I've been going off with Deepak.
So you just go to India Tuesday to Sunday, and then you fly back to London to record the show with me, and the rest of the week you're gone.
You know what? I am not at liberty to tell you what my itinerary is, but just know that I am very much in the deep space of meditation. So that is why it's a huge disappointment that Gwyneth has not put me on her app. And I thought we were friends.
Is it you that helped her to pioneer this new eyes open meditation thing?
No, but it sounds like the Nicole Kidman and eyes Tom Cruise film.
Yeah.
Go on. I never saw that film, but go on.
It was shit.
Was it?
Yeah. That's her new thing, eyes open meditation. She said it's kind of changed her practice.
Oh, so you meditate with your eyes open.
Yes. She said she has a very good practice with her eyes shut, but now she's doing this new eyes open. Listen, I have to tell you, I don't care. Eyes shut, eyes open. I have zero interest in meditation or a meditation app, but good for Gwynny for getting an app, because she needs another multi-million pound business on top of Goop.
You know, you should care.
Why? Because I host this show.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But I don't like meditation. I'm not into it.
You've done it once.
But I didn't like that week, and I kept forgetting my mantra.
Do you know, it's so funny you say that. That is so funny that you bring that up now.
Why?
Because I swear to God, last night I was lying in bed,
yeah,
trying to remember what my mantra was.
Oh, I can give you mine if you want, because I had to email
it
for it.
It was something.
You're not supposed to say it.
No, but there was an om in everybody's.
Yeah.
Is that the first word or the second, third word?
No.
It was only the middle word.
Yeah.
That was bespoke.
Yeah.
And it was all to do with like the time of day that you were born and all,
yes,
that sort of stuff.
It was.
And I learned that at the Chopra.
Oh, you learned that with Chopra.
Chopra School of Meditation. Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, that's the first thing she's been up to. Also, this is like the most fun thing Gwyn's ever done. She's appeared on the cult YouTube show Hot Ones. You know when they eat the chicken wings with increasingly spicy hot sauce?
I only know about it because of you.
Right. So I actually watched it yesterday. And I have to tell you, I've watched many, many, many hot ones because he has like...
Why'd you watch it?
Because it's such a fun show and he has such massive celebs on it. And I have to tell you, it was the most boring episode of Hot Ones I've ever watched. She just sucked the pain in internally. So normally you get them like jumping around the room and like swearing and shouting and going crazy and like their mouth is on fire and like it's a whole comedy thing. She just sucked the pain in inwards. Her eyes watered a little and she said, yes, I'm finding this a bit of a struggle right now. And he said, you are the calmest guest we've ever had on the show. And
hello.
Yeah.
Come on. First issue is, did she go on to promote her meditation app? So she has to be centered and calm. She has to be. That's her whole vibe. It's her whole business.
Well, actually, at the end, and I've never seen this before, they finished the hot wings and then there was 15 minutes left of the show. And I thought, what the hell are they doing for the next 15 minutes? Because sometimes it's someone rolling around on the floor, pouring milk over their head, like crazy shit happens.
Is it really that bad?
It's really that bad. And what she did, I've never seen this before, is he had a vanity mirror put up in front of him and she taught him how to wash and moisturize his face at the end of Hot Ones. Never seen that before. I'm telling you, dullest episode ever. Anyway, she was on it. That's what she's been doing.
Has the app launched?
It's launching any second because she's promoting it everywhere.
And it's called Moments in Space.
It's called Moments in Space.
And it's not called Eyes Wide Open. She's just, that's a different type of meditation that she's doing.
Eyes Wide Open is the movie. It's just Eyes Open
No, that's
meditation.
Eyes Wide Shut.
Eyes Wide Shut. Yeah, it's cool.
It was, I amalgamated.
Yeah.
Eyes Open Meditation.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
I don't know. I haven't done
it. I'm doing it right now.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you just gone? Are you not here?
No, I am.
You're
the
deep.
Most present you have ever known because I am meditating. See, you don't know anything.
I know nothing about you. You are a stranger to me.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Yeah, I'm best friends with Deepak Chopra.
And Gwyneth.
And Gwenny. Well, she hasn't told me about this app, so I'm now rethinking our friendship.
Okay. She's also, this week, also talked about the impending grief she is feeling as her children leave home. She's about to be an empty nester. Because Apple, as we know, is gone off to
college. She's very busy.
And Moses is about to go, and so is her stepson. So her and Brad Fulchek are about to be empty nesters.
Well, they're probably really excited about it because they strike me as real, like, they're like newlyweds.
They are like newlyweds.
Aren't they?
Well, she said, on the one hand, I feel incredible sadness and a deep sense of impending grief. On the other hand, this is exactly what should be happening. Your kids are supposed to be young adults who can achieve and cope and make connections and be resilient. That's exactly what you want. And that means they have to leave the house. She's absolutely right. Sorry to agree with her. She's absolutely
right. Why are you
right.
Sorry to agree with her?
Because I don't often agree with her.
Don't you?
No.
Well, I think we agree with her more than we think we do.
But I really do agree with that because, honestly, that's probably the exact phrase I would say I felt when Max, that summer before Max left for uni. Grief. I felt like...
Grief and pride.
Yeah, but he would walk into the kitchen over the summer and I would burst into tears because the thought of him leaving was so overwhelming.
I'm already can't bear the thought of Daisy leaving.
Yeah, that summer was almost worse. And then we dropped him off and then drove round Bath and kept looking at each other, a bit like when we just had him and we were like, we've completed a child. We've completed child one. This is so weird. We're going home and he's not coming home with us. And then it becomes really normal. Weird.
Yeah. It's amazing how quickly, and you did get used to it very quickly.
By Christmas, I was used to him coming in.
And then it was like, when he comes home, you're like, oh, the washing and the food, and he doesn't stop eating. You're like, actually moaning about it. But you really outgrow living together.
Well, you just get used to the new normal. So he's coming back tomorrow, and Ollie was like, bloody good thing the fridge is full, because Max is coming back tomorrow. I'm like, yeah, I know. I have to up everything. And then you adjust and you readjust. And it is odd how you get used to anything at all. But
yeah.
it feels completely unnatural for your children to live away from you. But also you do realise in the bigger picture that you only raise them so they can leave you. And if they can't leave you, you've done something really wrong. So
yeah.
It's completely
Yeah,
normal.
So true.
It's how it should be.
Absolutely.
You've got to cut those apron strings.
Oh, that's a terrible phrase. That's a terrible, terrible phrase.
You've got to cut the umbilical cord.
Well, that's better. The apron strings. I'm sorry. It's such a 1950s reference. You and your fucking references today. She talked about Claire Rayner before on Wednesday's show, which we just recorded before this one.
Maybe I'm like a reincarnation of Sylvia Plath or something.
Who's that?
She's like one of the most famous poets. She killed herself.
One of the most famous...
Poets, writers and poets. She killed herself.
Poets?
She was a poet and writer, yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, that's why I don't know who she is. Okay. I'm not up on poetry.
Tell me about what's going on in TikTok. That's a modern thing that I don't know about.
Well, you do. I'll tell you what's going on in TikTok.
Yeah.
We had like 200 new followers overnight.
Why? No, what did we do?
Nobody knows. I've asked Deepak. He doesn't know either.
Deepak?
No one knows. We don't know. We have these videos that get thousands and thousands and thousands of views. And then we have videos that get no views and we are none the wiser. So if anybody listening to this can understand any of the algorithms on any of the platforms, please do email us because we would really want to know.
I don't want to know.
Why don't you want to know?
Because it's an impossible conundrum.
But maybe it isn't. That's what I'm saying.
You think there's rhyme and reason to the algorithm?
I don't know. I just literally, every time I've gone on to TikTok, we've had like 30 new followers, 20 new followers. I mean, it took us, I'm not joking, months and months to hit like 400 followers. It's shameful.
Are we like a TikTok sensation now? Is that what you're trying to say to me?
I don't know. I haven't checked it in the last
20
minutes.
I'm not ready to be a TikTok sensation.
You wouldn't know if you were anyway. So what fucking difference? Because you're never on it.
That's so true. It's so true.
Sometimes I put things up and I think, oh, she's not going to see it. It's fine.
It's fine. You put anything up, I don't give a shit.
No, they're all the videos from the show. But the last two videos that I put up there from us talking about the book have got like, one got 55,000 views, one's got 30,000 views and is still going. And we had loads of followers from them.
Wow.
One of them was your vabbing video.
Oh, right. Okay.
You're talking about vabbing.
Okay.
You're not vabbing. You're just talking about it.
It's unlikely that I would vab live on TikTok. And also, if I did do that, I'd also be aware of it.
Would you? Because would you know if you were live on TikTok?
that's a very good point. But I haven't actually vabbed since the week of vabbing. So I would at least be aware if I was vabbing.
Tell you what, that is the first thing that's made me laugh all weekend.
Oh, dear.
So thank you for that.
Oh, you're so welcome. Do you want to know what's going on TikTok this week?
Go on. What you mean? What else is going on?
Yeah, what else apart from us being a viral vabbing sensation?
Go on. You.
It's not me.
No. You were the viral vabbing sensation.
I was vabbing sensation.
Glad to say I wasn't anything to do with it.
Perfect.
By the way, before you tell us about this,
yeah,
I was in the gym this morning.
Yeah.
And this woman comes up to me and I met her last week.
Yeah.
And she said, and I told her about our podcast. Mm. And she came up to me and she goes, I just, you're going to love this.
Yeah.
It was so mortifying. She goes, oh, I listened to your show. Mm. She's like, it's so great. I listened to Miracle Morning. I'm like, oh my God, thank you. She goes, I can't make out whose voice is who. So which one's the funny one? And then I mortifyingly had to say, that's my partner. She goes, oh no, but you bounce off each other well. I'm like, yeah, I
know. But even though she's talking to you, she still can't recognise your voice.
No, and then we got talking. She goes, oh yeah, I can tell who's who now. But she never said who was she thinks is the funny one. But to be honest, it was the whole diversity thing, wasn't it?
I think it was, yeah. And if you haven't listened to that show, we're not talking about diversity in the sense that you may be thinking of it. We're literally talking about the dance band diversity, Ashley Banjo and co.
So how we went from the Miracle Morning to diversity, you'll just have to tune in to listen.
It was quite a funny show, wasn't it, I think?
We recorded it so long ago.
Yeah, I think I might have even stopped doing my backflip since then. It's been so long.
Anyway, she threw me off my game.
Oh, dear.
I felt a bit mortified.
Oh,
but it's fine because you are the funny one.
It's all right because I always know when people put up things like, your hair's looking on fire. Oh, my God, your hair's looking amazing. I always know they're talking about you. They never specify. But it's always like, I love this video because of your hair. I'm like, oh, okay.
Okay, good. So you've had it too.
Yeah, I've had it. It's all right. I live with it.
Okay, that's good. I feel better now. Okay. That you feel shit too at times. Okay, no, I don't. I don't want you to feel shit ever. But it was, and also because there was someone else talking to us, so I had to say it in front of them as well.
It was even worse.
It was so.
But no one's ever going to come up to me and go, "Which one of you's got the shit hair?"
No.
Because they're looking at me.
No, they wouldn't say shit hair. Which one of you? Oh, no.
You know what I mean? Because they can see
which
it.
Which one's the funny one?
Yeah, great.
Now, if someone said it to you, would you just own it? Because we've never actually discussed it, but it's okay because I do know.
I'd literally own it.
Would you say, yeah, that's me?
Of course I would.
She's got the hair. I'd be like, I've got the humour.
She looks glamorous and I'm funny. Okay. Just suck it up.
Yeah, hello, you're in Diamante hoops with a tracksuit today. Don't call yourself not glamorous.
I mean, I literally look like I've been dragged
you
out
don't.
Of some sort of
you don't.
Public park where I've been camping for a month.
You don't at all. You've got a nice tracksuit on with some very glamorous earrings. Got to be honest, not sure they go, but I do appreciate the effort.
The thought process was as follows.
Go on.
Got up at 7:15.
Yeah.
Stumbled to the bathroom. I don't sleep.
Stumbled to where my jewellery box.
Basically, yeah.
I stumbled to where I keep my costume jewellery.
I don't sleep in anything. So when I get out of bed and then I have to go down and make breakfast, I have to grab something to wear. Otherwise, I would be naked in the kitchen. Josh probably wouldn't appreciate that. So I just grabbed...
But your husband would, though.
I don't know. Not at that time of the morning. So I just grabbed the first thing I could and put it on. And then I thought, well, we're not going into the studio today, so I don't need to get changed. What should I do? I know. I'll put my earrings on.
Let me tell you something. That is what it looks like.
That's exactly what happened. I'm not dressed, but if I put earrings on, it gives the illusion of being dressed.
It works.
Thanks.
It works.
They're my J-Lo massive Diamante hoops, utterly inappropriate for being in the house or wearing with a tracksuit. Yes, I'm doing it. Why am I doing
it? I'm here for it. Okay.
Do you know who I've seen today? I've seen you and I've seen John who walks in the woods and I've seen...
You do also have a full face of makeup on.
I have to put makeup on.
I have got two full faces of makeup on.
Two?
Well,
one from last night?
No, don't be gross.
What do you mean two?
I've done two.
Why?
I've put so much makeup on. I felt so awful this morning. I just put literally as much makeup on as my face could possibly take.
Don't look like you're wearing loads of makeup.
I know. And I am. Loads.
Where's it all gone?
Exactly.
It's been sucked in.
Sucked in by my soul.
Do you want some earrings? I can give you the disco pair if you like. That I wore in lockdown.
What were we talking about? Right.
Oh,
what
God. Is that? We're talking about TikTok's latest sexy water trend.
Go on.
You'll like this. It's pioneered by content creator Kelly Stranick, and it captivates the attention of Gen Z enthusiasts worldwide. The concept, as described by Stranick, transforms the mundane act of drinking water into a tantalizing experience by infusing it with an array of vegetables and supplements. Her innovative recipes...
This is not innovative.
Apparently it is. Showcased in a series of TikTok videos have garnered millions of views and inspired countless imitations. Her original concoction... Oh, wait for it. This is novel because you would never have heard of this before. Has a blend of filtered water, lemon, cucumber and spearmint. Hello. Ever been to a spa?
Maybe she hasn't.
And a medley.
Don't be elitist. We're here to not do that.
Hang on. And a medley of supplements such as colostrum, chlorophyll, lion's mane, and cordyceps. Hang on. Colostrum is the stuff that comes out of your breast.
Yes. When you've just had a baby.
Before breast milk kicks in on day 3.
How's she got that?
Don't know. Chlorophyll, I thought that's what they knock you out with before they had anaesthetic. That doesn't sound good.
Or when someone, like, you know, in the movies, they put it on a handkerchief and they put it over your mouth.
To make them unconscious.
Also doesn't sound
good. That's fucking weird. Lion's mane and cordyceps.
How is she putting the lion's mane and cordyceps? Is she actually going to harvest these mushrooms? Or is she opening like a capsule and then sticking it in? Like, where is she getting this from?
We're going to have to watch the videos to find out, aren't we? Rebecca Russell, the founder of The Social Nutritionist, lauds the trend for its ability to elevate the act of hydration whilst advocating for the incorporation of fibre-rich supplements to aid digestion.
I'm really sorry.
Blah, blah, blah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, but I am so not actually sorry.
Yeah.
This is bullshit.
Oh, really?
This is...
Do you think?
Utter bullshit.
Do you think?
Because we have been putting... People have been putting... fruits and vegetables in water for a very, very, very long time. People have also been putting supplements, electrolytes, whatever, in water for a very, very, very long time. She is trying to rebrand this, giving it the term sexy water.
Well, here you go.
And now she's got millions of views. We need to do this, Lauren.
But listen, while this is what they say at the end of the article, while the sexy water trend continues to make waves across social media platforms, it serves as a reminder of Gen Z's penchant for innovation and reimagining everyday rituals through a lens of wellness and self-care. As the trend spreads, so too does awareness of the importance of staying hydrated one enticing sip at a time. Right, I've decided. At
one enticing sip at a time.
At lunchtime, we are going to make our own sexy waters and we're going to put it on TikTok and we're going to see how many millions of views it gets because now we are TikTok sensations.
Listen, you have to manage your expectations when I say TikTok. I never said TikTok sensation. I just said we got a lot of followers overnight and I didn't really know why. And I'm guessing it was because you were talking about sticking your hand up your vagina.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Right. I'm going to make, you and I, we're going to make sexy water at lunchtime today and it's going on TikTok. It's happening. It's happening. Self-care club sexy water trend.
But it's okay.
Okay.
All right. Will you wear your earrings?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is out on Friday.
Yeah.
So people will want to, once watch they're listening to videos. This, they're going to go straight to TikTok and check for the video. And it will be there. So it has to be there by Friday.
And my God, is it going to be sexy? And it's going to be water.
How's it going to be sexy?
I can't tell you now. You'll have to look on TikTok.
You're going to do it in your bra.
No, I'll do it in my tracksuit.
How are we going to make it sexy?
Don't
or should
worry.
Don't
worry.
Just
we will.
Just ramp it right up.
Oh, I'm saying like really make it sexy. Like do it in lingerie.
No, I am not going on TikTok in lingerie.
Are you sure? Because then you really could be a fucking sensation.
But what if I wasn't? That's even more tragic.
Then you can
so just forget it. Okay. I can't take the risk.
Yeah, I hear that.
I can't take the risk.
I hear you.
This week, we are sponsored by Notion.
Why do we love Notion? Because it brings our ideas to life. It's like having access to tomorrow's tools today by combining all our research scripts and notes into one simple space with the added power of AI built right inside, not a separate AI tool or browser tab.
I used it the other day to plan all our social content for the next 3 months. It's made what's usually a really long, daunting task super quick, simple, and streamlined, leaving us with more time and energy to focus on what truly matters, which is bringing self-care to the listeners and less stress for us.
Notion is a place where any team can write, plan, organise and rediscover the joy of play. And the Notion AI turns that knowledge into action. It can answer any question in seconds, summarise your meeting notes and keeps you completely organised. If you can think it, you can make it. It's become an integral part of our podcasting toolkit and we're calling it self-care.
Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/self-care club.
That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/self-care club, and start turning ideas into action. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show.
Notion.com/self-care club.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, what's going on in the wellness news?
I'm sorry to bring the mood down, but it's a really sad story.
Oh.
Middle-aged people are the loneliest in Europe. And more like middle-aged English people are the loneliest in Europe and more likely to suffer from the effects of isolation than previous generations. Focusing on those aged between 45 and 65, that's us, researchers compared Europeans with Americans, finding that those in the US reported higher levels of midlife loneliness, but middle-aged English men and women reported the most in Europe.
Why is that? What is that based on?
They said it was based on numerous factors. One being that your children have gone and left home, so you haven't got the company of them. You are often no longer in love with your life partner. You may have changed jobs and you may have lost one or both of your parents.
Yeah.
So they're basically, and you just become increasingly more isolated. And I just thought that's so sad, isn't it?
You know what? Just get dogs. You can never be lonely with a dog.
You do find a lot of middle-aged women get dogs.
Well, probably middle-aged people get dogs.
Yeah, but I've noticed just in my local community that there was a lot of, like, the kids are on the cusp of leaving. We're about to be empty nesters. We've been married forever. We've got a puppy. And my God, it's like a whole life injection.
It is. Mm. Because then you've got something else to love and focus on.
Yeah.
That's never going to grow up and is always going to need you.
In fact, I met two middle-aged men. They are in their mid-late 50s in the woods this morning. Both of them.
Sounds so dodgy.
You know, I always like to talk to men, strange men in the woods. And they both had 18-month-old massive, I want to say puppies, but these dogs were enormous. And they were completely mad. And one of them was like, honest to God, I wish my wife hadn't had this idea of this puppy. This puppy was like five times the size of Barker and he was mad and he slipped his collar and he was running away.
Oh my God.
And the other guy was like, oh my God, this puppy is wild. He's 16 months and he's completely, but you know, they you could see it was like their new child, their new baby.
Adam and I are totally like that about Miley. She is our new child. We've taken her out both days at the weekend out for breakfast.
That's cute.
And it's so cute. She makes so many friends and we just feel like proud parents.
We took Barker on our mini break last weekend.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Did you love it? Did you love having him with you?
Of course we loved having him with us. He's our favourite child.
Yeah.
He slept with us. We took him for little walks in the grounds. He had chopped up sausages all day from the start.
So he had the best time ever.
He had the most bougie weekend of his life.
Love it.
Love it. Love dogs. Anyway, I'm sorry about the loneliness. It's a very sad story. And loneliness kills. Being lonely is worse than smoking 15 cigarettes a day.
And there's that amazing study on cancer patients in terms of their recovery and the people that have a lot of support, a lot of a support system around them and visitors to the hospital, they recover a lot quicker than the people that don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which you can see why that would happen.
Yeah.
Because they're more loved and supported.
Do you ever feel lonely?
I do sometimes, actually. Yeah. But I'm not ever alone.
Yeah, but you can be the loneliest person in a very crowded room.
I also think that that is very much down to my menopause, my perimenopause at the moment, because everything is so out of kilter. And sometimes I think to myself, I feel really lonely, but then I think, well, how could I feel lonely? Because I have wonderful friends and my kids still live at home and my husband and my parents and...
Maybe you feel lonely in your experience, in your head. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like if every single person in your life was going through this exactly the same thing as you, then you would feel more kind of embraced in it.
But which is never a thing. Because even if, let's say you were going through depression.
Yeah.
And someone else was going through depression. They're both going to look and feel very different, aren't they?
Of course.
So that would be a lonely place anyway. Yeah, maybe I do.
Theirs would manifest in a different way.
That's very interesting that you've said that. And I wonder if other women do feel that way when they're going through the perimenopause, trying to get it all under control.
I would imagine that they do.
Well, if you do and you're listening to this, let me know. I would love to hear your thoughts on that.
Mm.
So that is our show. That's our weekly wellness roundup show. We are going to be back on Monday and we're talking about obsession.
Obsession, not the perfume.
Oh my God, was that Calvin Klein?
Yeah.
And it was remember? In a it was in like a burnt orange bottle.
Exactly. Was bronzy. It Kate Moss who did it? Obsession.
Lauren,
what
your references are so
that
old
today.
Because that's the third very very old reference.
But don't you remember them? And don't you find that
I do remember them, but I wouldn't have thought about it.
And why are all perfume adverts so like completely mental?
Name one other perfume advert you can think of. I can't think of one.
Daisy. Marc Jacobs, Daisy.
Yeah, what was that?
She just walks through a field.
Yeah.
Okay, Chanel with Keira Knightley.
She's I think the Marc Jacob Daisy one is great because it gives you a sense of the smell.
What about the Keira Knightley one where she's on a motorbike?
Anything with Keira Knightley and it's a no from me.
She's always shouting at some invisible man. She's always in Paris shouting.
Shouting.
Like, what's your problem? You're dressed head to toe in Chanel. You're in Chanel perfume and you're in Paris. Stop shouting, whoever he is. There's that
How do you know she's shouting at a man?
Because you can see him at the end.
Oh, I see. What's she shouting?
Hey, Davidoff, you see, you shouldn't have asked me this question because you know I can answer it. Davidoff, cool water, Johnny Depp coming out of the sea or walking in a pond or whatever he's doing, looking like the Pirate of the Caribbean. That's another one.
He wasn't dressed as a pirate when he was doing the cool water Davidoff, adverts.
Or is that Gandhi? What's his name? I want to say Gandalf, but that's Harry Potter. David Gandhi, the male supermodel.
Him. Oh, you meant actually Gandhi. I'm
okay.
Like, well, that's quite a turn.
Jean-Paul Gaultier, when they're dressed in the sailor outfit and they're doing...
Wow.
Okay. Charlize Theron, J'adore, for Dior, when she's in the gold dress with the gold hoops and she comes out of like the liquid pool.
That was fucking amazing.
That one.
That was amazing.
God, there's a lot of ads.
Wow. I am absolutely impressed.
Thanks. Haven't even taken my mushroom supplements this morning.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
What have you taken?
Nothing. A coffee and the high on life and talking to stranger men.
Maybe
in the
it's,
woods.
It's the earrings.
It's the earrings.
This is our new tip for self-care. Fucking, stick on some
fucking
spot.
Jazzy, massive earrings.
Yeah, regardless of what you are wearing with it.
I'm going with that for this week.
Are you?
Yeah.
All week.
That's my self-care tip of the week.
Big earrings.
Big fuck.
Should we both do that?
Earrings. Yeah. Every day.
We could do a show on it.
Okay. Let's.
I think we just did.
Okay.
Okay. If you want to be in touch, hello at selfcareclub.co.uk. If you want to buy our book, our link is just scroll down. It's there in our show notes. And all of our social channels, please come follow us. Obviously, come and find us on TikTok.
Obviously.
Amazing things are happening. By the time you go and look, we will have had millions and millions of followers after we've done the sexy water.
It's going to be so sexy.
Yeah.
And watery.
I'm excited. Okay, we'll be back on Monday.
Bye.